Hello and welcome back to the Common Colt Podcast. The Colts Podcast is real takes and no clickbait. I'm Josh Hudgens and with me is Dan Hertzler. What's up, Dan?
Not too much, man. I feel like we're, dumb and dumber here with our pets' heads are falling off with the Colts. It's like bad news after bad news after bad news. Got the report. Stewart, man, 6-game suspension. Josh, what's our reaction to this?
Yeah, we give one word reactions and I just feel like it won't stop. I don't know. That's two words, but it just the Richardson thing, the performance against Jacksonville, and now Grover Stewart. The report is that he has a 6-game suspension due to a PED abuse against the league's PED policy, and then he owns it on Instagram. He comes out and he issues an apology. Kind of acted surprised that he's surprised that he violated the policy and that he would never put anything in his body that would go against league rules. I'll talk about my thoughts on that in a second, but what's your reaction to this?
Well, again, it's, we don't really fully understand as fans, just some of the pressure that these guys are facing to stay healthy, to stay strong, to stay in the game. None of us would promote or say, hey, everyone should cheat or everyone should do whatever they can. But we realize this happens. And unfortunately, again, the Colts find themselves when you go even all the way back to Rodgers with the gambling stuff. Now you go to AR, loss for the season. You go, these things felt like kind of little minor hiccups and you start adding them all together. Kind of feels like it's feeling like almost a season that's heading in the wrong direction. Just a week ago, we were feeling so positive and upbeat. And now we lose one of that main guys up the middle. That was such a good partner to Buckner. And I think this is a pretty big blow. I think this is going to affect the Colts being able to stop the run. And then it's going to then turn around and force the offense to put more points on the board and to keep things going. It's pretty bad news.
Yeah, I think it's what I'm not going to sit here and call him a liar. But if he really didn't do it intentionally, then I think it's ignorant. I think a player who is on a big contract in the NFL, who knows that PEDs are a big deal in the NFL and that they test for this, to not know what you're putting in your body. And he acknowledged that inexcusable. And for a guy like Grover Stewart, who is kind of an underrated defensive tackle, to not either consult other people or whatever it takes to know that. I just think that's bad and dumb on his part, to tell you the truth. There's no other way around that. That said, for the Colts, really our interior D line is a strength of this team. You could maybe say the running game is another strength of ours, but our secondary is not very good. You can't really say we have a strong edge rush. Our linebackers, I know Zaire Franklin's solid, but really, the interior D-line was our strength, and now that takes it away. Grover Stewart has been such a constant for the Colts. I think he started in 84 straight games, and that streak is obviously done. So, really, just a big blow to this team, and I really just disappointing because that's something that could be prevented so easily.
Yeah, who are you looking at as far as the guy to step up? Who do you think is going to be the guy to take his spot? Who do you think needs to step on that D line? You said, it's an area we didn't really even talk much about in the offseason because it was such a strength, and you have two kind of just massive bodies right there. But who do you see kind of stepping up?
Yeah, I know there's Eric Johnson, there's Tavon Bryant, and then there's a guy whose name I struggle with pronouncing, Atamawa Abdare or whatever the heck. He was a rookie that they drafted.
If you can't pronounce it, there's no way I'm going to pronounce it.
I would like to see, at this point, play the rookie more, see what he can do. I mean, this season is trending in the wrong direction, and I think it's a season where you let the young guys get as many reps as possible, and I think you got to roll with it.
Yeah. Are you ready to wave the white flag here? I mean, that's kind of 3 consecutive days of just bad news. Are we feeling like, let's just kind of call this a season and look to next year already? Or is it just too early to do that?
Too early, but I know there's some fans who are already trying to pre-order their Marvin Harrison Jr. jerseys, and maybe they're salivating at this, but the truth be told, there's still a lot of veterans on this roster. DeForest Buckner, obviously Jonathan Taylor is going to start playing more reps. Gardner Minshew hopefully will not play as bad. So, look, the Colts schedule at the end of the day, it's still a pretty light schedule. and we could still win some games. Even this Cleveland game, I know Cleveland had a big win over San Francisco, but I'm not convinced that the Colts will lose to Cleveland this week. So still a lot to be determined on the season, but man, as a Colts fan, it sometimes you feel like you're cursed. Like the Andrew Luck, ever since his retirement, I feel like we've been cursed as a franchise, and tough to be positive right now, but we'll find a way here. Hopefully, something will happen, or maybe in the next day or two, we'll try to uplift Colts Nation with a positive video. But for now, it keeps snowballing, buddy.
And this team needs to win. It needs a winning culture. The coaches, to the young guys, like you mentioned. I still think this might be, if it's not the youngest roster, it's one of the youngest rosters in the NFL. Maybe one guy over 30. So they just need to develop a winning culture. So I think wins are important here. And in the end of the day, like we saw last year, you know, we didn't get 1-1, and we still got a quarterback we liked. Obviously, he's injured right now, but we like him. You know, people are even questioning whether or not, you know, Bryce Young is the best quarterback in that draft, and he went 1-1, and Stroud went 1-2. So to be able to start thinking about draft pick, week 7, week 8, way too
Can't do
early.
that.
So
Can't
many
do
things
that.
can happen now. So we got to get out there, we got to fight, but we also acknowledge it's been a bad run here. It's been a bad last 3 to 4 days, and I understand if Colts fans are down a little bit.
The stock is trending down, guys, but we're going to be all over it. We're going to be talking this team. Win, lose, or tie. So make sure to subscribe to our channel. Comment below your thoughts. We're pushing 2K. If you want to join us for that ride, subscribe. Thanks again for watching, guys, and have a great day.